Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about e-learning and some ideas in e-learning. Today I thought I would chat a little bit about how to learn software in an online course. I don't know if you've ever been asked to take a course where you're having to learn software. If you're taking a course, for example, for employee development or a faculty development or as a part of a technical college, chances are you've definitely had to learn software by taking an online course. Usually that happens within whatever learning management system is going on, for example, Blackboard. So if you're taking a course that asks you to take, for example, learn multimedia within, say, 6 weeks or something, if you're in a course that's asynchronous and over 6 to 8 weeks, chances are you are going to be learning something about the theory as well as just the practice. Whereas if you're doing a synchronous type of course, like using Illuminate or web conferencing software, and you're kind of doing it live with everybody else, it's probably all about the skill and less about the underlying principles. So let's think about it. What type of courses are you probably going to have to take? Let's see, I'm thinking of some of the typical courses and types of things, courses and software you can learn. Audio, learning how to do podcasts and things. GarageBand, if you have a Mac. Audacity, if you have a Windows-based program. If you're learning how to do video, edit video, chances are you're going to be using the free material that come with your computer, the free software, which would mean like Windows Movie Maker or iMovie. Web design, it could be free, like Coffee Cup, or it could be Dreamweaver, HTML, web editing programs, Front Page. In terms of image and photo optimization, Picasa, Photoshop, PhotoPaint, Earfun View, different types. But I think the question that tends to come to everyone's mind is, well, why do we need to take a course in this? How did we learn how to use our cell phones? Did we ever take a course in setting up our cell phone or a BlackBerry? The answer is probably not. You just kind of learned by doing it. However, if everybody needs to be able to do something and you're in a team, it's a good idea to take a course and have the course offered, because there are elements that are just not exactly intuitive. So, for example, I've taken courses in multimedia and in different types of things like GarageBand. Maybe I could have figured out everything myself. I probably could have, because without practicing it, of course, you forget it. But if I wanted to do collaborative projects, I definitely needed to be on the same page with my friendly collaborators. So also, another thing to keep in mind, if you take a course, say, for example, in Microsoft Word or Access or Excel or PowerPoint, one of the basic MS Office applications, it kind of sets the stage for you to be able to learn quickly for some of the free web-based applications like Zoho.com and their suite, or some of the others that are equally free. And so the point is that once you have that base of knowledge, it's very easy to transfer that skill. So just a few tips to make sure that you actually learn. Follow the instructions, of course, but the main thing is to apply that knowledge, apply that skill to some kind of project, and then keep in mind what you want it to look like at the end. Don't get distracted on some sort of like minuscule minutia point. Be sure to keep the endpoint, the outcome, the big picture in mind. And once you've done that, save your project and save the template so that you can reuse it. And share with your classmates. Be sure to put a discussion board element in there and to work with your classmates. Now, I know that it's never fun to kind of take courses en masse, but you might be surprised how much fun it really is to take an online course because in software, because you feel like so creative at the end of the day. You look at what you've got and you go, wow, I really have something to show for this. And because these are often skills that help you earn money, you can also say, I see a future, and the future looks pretty golden. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this. This is Susan Smith Nash, and I will talk to you soon.